1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Today, we call a guy who had a gourmet chicken dinner delivered to his house a few days ago.
Yum.
I like it.
And during the meal with his family, he mentioned that something tasted kind of weird.
Uh-oh.
No one else thought that, just him. Hmm. And for the past few days, he hasn't been able to let it go, which is why his wife wanted Brooke to call and tell him, you were right. Mm. Something was off with the chicken.
Oh, no.
More off than you could ever imagine.
Oh, no.
You'll find out exactly what it is with your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, is Justin there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Justin. This is Anita, owner of the Chicken Shack. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I guess you ordered from us a couple of days ago, and we delivered it to you.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how was the meal?
Well, to be honest, I thought it tasted kind of funny, but my wife kept saying it was fine, so.
So nobody fell ill or anything after eating the chicken?
No. Is there something I need to be aware of?
Well, the reason I'm calling is that before we delivered your chicken the other night, I was made aware of a situation in our kitchen. And just so you know, the employee in question was terminated immediately.
Whoa. Okay. Now, what happened?
First of all, there was no foodborne illness, okay? No salmonella or E. coli or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm giving you an air high five for that.
What?
That's good news, right? No E. coli.
I mean, I guess that depends on what you're going to say next.
Well, I'm going to say that our chicken is fried at 350 degrees. It's such a quick process that any bacteria killed instantly.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but just tell me what happened. Did it drop on the ground and get cooked anyway?
Yes, yes, yeah, you got it.
Wait, what?
It dropped on the ground, but immediately it was put in the fryer, so that's not where the concern lies.
Okay, so the chicken my family ate from your restaurant was dropped on a filthy kitchen floor, and that's not the big deal? That's not what you're most concerned about?
If it's any consolation, the cook did exercise the five-second rule. I mean, he picked it up pretty quickly. I looked back at the security cameras, and we think it was 4.5 seconds at most.
You gotta be kidding
me. It was on the ground.
4.5 seconds is a long time for a chicken to be on the ground if you're working with it.
I didn't even think about that. Let me time it. 1, 2 seconds.
Are you seriously counting right now?
Yeah, that felt like a bit. It did. I get your side of things. I do. And I'm going to tell you the whole story. But
Whoa. There's more to the story than just dropping it on the ground?
Yeah. And I just need to know, like, you're not going to, like, file a lawsuit or crucify us on Yelp or something.
Well, I'm not going to promise you a thing. Tell me what happened to the chicken.
Wow, you really want to know, don't you? Huh?
Yes, okay. I do.
How about this? I'd like to offer you and your family a free dinner this week.
You really think I'm ever going to eat from your restaurant again? Are you crazy?
You did hear me that we fired the guy, right?
Yeah, I heard you. So okay. Just tell me what he did.
I don't even know how to say this. He made your chicken twerk.
What?
Yeah. He pretended that the soup ladle was a pole, and then he pretended that the chicken was twerking on it.
Okay, now you're joking.
Yeah, I'm not. It just went viral on TikTok. That's why we wanted to call you. Really funny video, but inappropriate, of course, for your meal. So our apologies.
My family and I ate a twerking chicken?
Well, he also made the chicken spank itself.
What?
You'll probably see that, too. But I just wanted you to know that if anything tasted funny, it's because it had bruises on its buttocks from the spanking.
Okay, okay.
Hard spanking.
So my chicken was made to twerk for a video, and then the cook had it spank itself?
Yeah.
Oh, and just, you know, for good measure, it fell on the floor also. So
well,
it's still...
hey, apparently that was part of the routine. You know, it was dropping a low, fell off the counter after it did the splits.
Okay, you seem to really be enjoying this. I mean, I thought this was an apology.
Oh.
Is this how you apologize
no.
to people?
I am incredibly sorry, and it will never happen again.
Okay, you're right. It's never going to happen again. And I can't even mention this to my wife. She's going to freak out.
Actually, you're wrong. Your wife, Jasmine, is totally okay with it all.
What are you talking about?
She's the one that told us you'd fall for this.
Fall for...
It's a prank call. This is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my, you're messed up. What? Who does?
No, not just us. Your wife also messed up. She helped us come up with a twerking chicken story.
What?
She said that you just wouldn't stop talking about how your chicken order tasted funky.
I cannot believe she sent me up. Oh. Twerking chicken.
That also does a split, so extra talented.
Dirty bird.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.